Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Germany, France, Britain, Spain, and Austria announced massive financial rescues this morning as governments across Europe stepped in to shield banks and restore confidence in the face of the worst financial crisis in nearly 80 years. Over at the Dow, it's trading at 88.82. It's up 431 points, or 5.1%. The NASDAQ trading at 1741, and it's up 90 points, or 5.46%.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's check how the commodity markets opened. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 6:24, up 19 on the open. March, 6:43, up 19 and a half. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5:81, up 17 and a half on the open. March, 6:03, up 19 and a quarter. May, 6:18, up 20 and a half. July, 6:32, up 21 and a half on the open. December corn opened at 4:17 and a half, up 9 and a quarter on the open. March, 4:35, up 9 and a quarter. May, 4:47, up 9 and a half. July, 4:58, up 9 and three quarters. September, 4:64 and a half, up 11 and a quarter. December, 4:72 and a half, up 12 on the open. The December of 2010 contract, 4:63, up 10 and a half on the open. November beans opened at 9:27, up 17 on the open. January, 9:40, up 14 and a half. March, 9:55, up 15 and a half. May, 9:64, up 14 and a quarter. July, 9:77, up 19 and a half. September, 9:80, up 26. November of 2009, 9:75, up 33 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 2.61, up $5 on the open. December soybean oil opened at 38.15, up 86. October live cattle opened at 90.50, up 147 and a half on the open. October feeders 97.50, up 205. October lean hogs 66.30, up 30 on the open. And February bellies 84.25, down 2.22 and a half on the open.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
You encouraged by the first half hour of trade on the commodity floor?
Well, so far, so good, knock on wood. The overnight technical action suggests that hopefully we can get something going here. We traded lower on follow-through selling in the early trade and the evening trade. And as night wore on, the morning hours come upon us. We inched higher, and seeing the outside markets firm gave the trade confidence to go ahead and build on the overnight trade. So we're going to have to wait till 1:15 to make sure we hang on to these gains. In that case, it'll be a technical hook reversal to the upside, right in the time window we've been looking for, an 8 to 10-week cycle low to kick in.
So a technical hook reversal to the upside possible if the closes follow through where they need to be. Does that open the upside, in your opinion, to a retracement?
Well, we believe so. We've been in a meltdown here over the last 2 weeks, especially in the outside markets. We feel we've gone through quite a bit of more of a commodity fund liquidation as we look at volume and open interest and traders' commitment report. We're going to see a drawdown in the fund position here. So hopefully they are where they want to be, and we are hopeful that we'll see the end user come forward here and start gathering some inventory. Now, that being said, we don't foresee corn rallying to $6 or $8 right away, or these beans back up to $13, $14 right away. If we do have confirmation of a reversal here and see follow-through buying, it does set the stage for a grind higher here as we go into early winter.
What, 475, 5 1/4 corn, something like that?
Well, you got to go one step at a time. Our official recommendation would be a buyer here at these levels, risk the overnight low. We like these December 410 corn calls. You can buy those and get a position on the idea December 08 corn could rally to 450, 460 very quickly. And then November beans, the ability to stay above $9 opens the door for a run back to 10, 10.25 in a short period of time.
You recommending bean calls then?
We are officially recommending to be long the market right here. The idea we will go higher. Our risk point is last night's lows. We do have to have a stop. This is an aggressive approach, feeling that the market is in a position to recover. You move below last night's lows, all bets are off, and we still have got some more downside potential. But like I mentioned, we don't feel we're going to go straight up, but we feel it's a highly speculative, good trade to put on here to try to pick a bottom, yes.
So are you of the opinion that when the bond markets open tomorrow, it will follow through on what equities is doing, and we will see some unfreezing of the credit markets?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's got a lot of work to go yet. The Europeans came forward over the weekend and saving their banks. We're going to see what the U.S. government does here tomorrow, but they are recognizing that the market is in trouble, and their main focus is on having the market turn higher. So they're going to do all they can. So that says that the focus is higher prices are in store if their government's going to follow through and rescue the marketplace.
Take all the outside factors out of the marketplace for a moment and tell me what you think the fair market value of corn and beans are.
Well, that's a good question. When you ask that question, you got to go back in history and remind yourself that we had two different types of markets here, last winter and clear through this summer. We had a futures market and we had a cash market. And then the futures market was overvalued, as much as $1 in corn, as much as maybe $1.50 in beans at one time. And what we've done is we've seen the reverse here take place over this break here over the last few weeks, where the futures market probably broke too far, too fast, and the cash market held in there fairly well. So we're under the opinion that as time goes on in here, if the futures market does not get going in here, the cash market will firm up. We feel that the basis levels will firm up going into December. We are aware that these end users are wanting to get some coverage on. We are aware that the foreign buyers are coming forward on fears that the U.S. dollar will maybe go higher and fears that these world freight rates might turn around and go higher too. So this all said and done, the cash is king. As when you talk the dollar in your pocket, but cash is king as a grain in the grain bin.
Thank you very much, Kirk.
Very good.
Kirk Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Current look at the tick. December wheat in Kansas City now at 6 1/4 up 20. March 6.43 1/2 up 20. December wheat at the Board of Trade at 5.89 up 25 1/2. March 6.03 up 19 1/4. May 6.19 up 21 1/2. December corn 4.21 1/2 now 4.21 up 12 3/4. March 4.38 up 12 1/4. May 4.48 1/4 up 10 3/4. July 4.60 up 11 3/4. November beans 9.30 1/2 up 20 1/2. January 9.45 up 19 1/2. March 9.58 up 18 1/2. May 9.63 up 13 1/4. October soybean meal not trading at the moment. We go out to the outside market there and take a look at it, and we see on the other chart at it, on the clicks only of the December at 456, at the 461, it's up 450. Take a look at some outside markets for you. November crude oil trading at 81.90, up $4.20. December 80.50, up 2.51. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.